Welcome to Alignment for Impact. I'm your host, Matthew Naylor. I started this podcast because healthcare and leadership both come down to the same thing, alignment. When people, purpose, and performance connect, real impact happens. On this show, we'll talk with entrepreneurs, brokers, and change makers who are challenging what is broken in healthcare and in business, and find new ways to make a difference for companies, communities, and the people they serve. So I'm Matt Naylor. I'm the host of the Matt Naylor podcast. I love interviewing people and talking about what's your passion, what's your purpose, what's your happiness and joy, and how you're making an impact in your life, personally and professionally. It's awesome. You and your firm are really shaking up the employee benefit space and specifically the self-insured health plan space. It's a pleasure to have you here today, Angie Martinez, right?
Thank you.
And you're with Dean and Draper?
Yes.
And how long have you been with Dean and Draper for?
15 years, going on 15 years.
15 years. Wow. How'd you end up in the employee benefits business?
Funny story. So I started in the auto and home insurance agency almost 30 years ago. Interviewed for receptionist position, started my career. And then about a year later, I was given an opportunity at an insurance agency that was only employee benefits. And I was there about 5 years. And then I went to a PNC agency and develop, additional career there, learn more about the PNC, but I missed just some of the employee benefits that I had been involved with. And fast forward, the agency that I came from with that had a lot of my foundation, they got purchased by Dean and Draper. They were acquired.
Oh.
And so I always knew that I had more of a passion for the employee benefits than the PNC, which is both are wonderful worlds, but I just missed the employee benefits a lot. I wanted to be my purpose to be, servicing clients, helping them find solutions, exploring different avenues that they could take to help their employees and their overall healthcare spend. So that's kind of been my journey, almost 30 years later.
Wow, it's a really great story. That's awesome. Healthcare is complicated. Healthcare inflation is a real thing. Healthcare costs continue to go up. Services kind of continue to go down. Experience for the members continue to be really problematic, hard. What is it at Dean and Draper that you're doing that's unique or distinctive to help reduce costs, produce a better outcome, and create a better experience for the member?
Being more of an advocate for our members, our employers, digging more into data, finding out, what specifically is causing some of the higher increases, in particular, pharmacy prescription cost. Providers, access to providers. And so I think just digging more into the data and having more insight, having more insight to be able to have those conversations with that employer of what is causing those higher numbers to show up on their reports, and then what are solutions.
And when you say digging into data, have you not had access to the data in the past?
Not necessarily.
And how so?
You're contained. You're limited either by group size or some of the carriers. Your hands are tied. You're given just very high level information. So you may not know what's going in within the group. So you may be presented what they. High cost, or high renewal, yet there's not a lot of validation or data, to explain to that client.
So why Crumdale? Why are you working with Crumdale? How did that come about?
It came about through an organization that we're part of, Assurex Global Partners. Mm-hmm. And so just connecting with some of our partners, hearing the name Crypto, it was the introduction to hearing something different. Why Crypto? I think you're trying to do the same thing that we are. We're, you know, shaking things up and looking at things that normally an employer may have not considered in the past, because it was you could be comfortable with a certain product or service. And sometimes you have to feel pain in order to be open to change.
That's wonderful. You know, for a young person that would want to aspire to get into the account management role is a really, really, really difficult role to be in. It's challenging. You know, what would you say to a young person that was trying to get into that role?
To just, you know, I think just don't be steady, you know, maintain, you know, why you want to do this, you know, what's your goal, what drives you? And account management is very difficult because you are presented with all of the pain that the employees are feeling, HR, the entire group as a whole. And so I think for the account management team, I think to just show, you know, just show empathy, you know, show that you care for that client and those employees. And
yeah, when you're in account management, you get pulled in a lot of different directions. You have your producers, you know, you have your clients, you have the members. You know, I don't know what it's like at Dean and Draper, but customers for self-insured health plans are inundated with like innovation and disruption now. You know, when you think about technology and you think about artificial intelligence and you think about all the point solutions that are nicking away at a self-insured customer, whether it's case management or pre-cert or disease management or narrow networks or reference-based pricing or MSK or all the things that are merging in the space, telemedicine. How do you manage all that? How do you handle all that?
Probably just doing a better job at vetting the vendors. Also, you know, not every shiny point solution. You don't have to have, you know, just more the volume of the point solutions, but finding the right one that works, you know, the ones that do work, because you'll need several, right? Because one is not a fit for all, but partnering, finding the right ones that do work, sticking to those vendors and utilizing them, and looking at what other groups that you have on board, what they're doing, and seeing what that employer did, or enhancing what we already have. So I think just narrowing it down to the ones that you want that will be preferred for your agency or for your client.
That's great. Well, Angie, it's a pleasure spending time with you today. Dean & Draper is a phenomenal firm. You guys have a super bright future in front of you, and I appreciate you sharing time with us.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me.
Yeah. This is Matthew Naylor. You've been listening to Aligned for Impact.